I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. As we mentioned earlier, France today became the first country to recognize Libya's rebels as the legitimate government there. That's the kind of story that the French government is happy to see on the front pages of national newspapers. But French officials have been less than pleased with the media these days. As The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Paris, tension has been mounting between the government and an increasingly aggressive press.
Being an investigative reporter in France is a tough, lonely job. Ask Gérard Davet.
Je suis totalement seul ici au journal à faire ce travail-là.
I feel very alone here doing this work, he says. France is different from the U.S. In all of France, at traditional newspapers, there are just 5 or 6 investigative reporters. Davet sits alone in a quiet corner of France's second largest daily paper, Le Monde. He's the only investigative journalist on staff, but he's making a lot of waves. Last summer, Davet broke a story implicating French President Nicolas Sarkozy in a scandal involving illegal campaign financing from an earlier election. Davet says his editor sicked him on the story, and Sarkozy sicked the French Secret Service on him.
Quand j'ai sorti ces informations-là dans Le Monde en juillet,
he says President Sarkozy didn't appreciate my report. He ordered his Secret Service to find out who my source was within the Justice Ministry. They investigated the phone records of the person they suspected of being my source, and they found my name, he says, on those records. The Justice Ministry source was demoted and posted overseas.
Je pense que vous vous êtes seulement trompé d'époque. Vous parlez d'un président de la République qui écoutait tout Paris.
The French government has vehemently denied using the Secret Service against Le Monde. Prime Minister François Fillon spoke in the French Parliament last October. He suggested Sarkozy's accusers were paranoid, believing the president was spying on all of Paris. Nevertheless, Le Monde has sued the government for breaking a year-old whistleblower law that protects the secrecy of journalist sources. The case highlights a relatively new clash of cultures in French society. Davet says traditionally, reporters have granted French leaders wide berth, both personally and professionally.
En France, on a une tradition qui est plutôt une de respect.
In France, he says, we have a long tradition of respecting authority. When there's a romantic scandal involving a politician, for example, we don't touch it. We just don't care. That's the good side. The bad side is that we've been too deferential, and so politicians feel they can do whatever they want. But that hands-off mentality is rapidly giving way to a new assertiveness, especially in the new media. Take Rue 89, an investigative journalism website. It was launched the day Nicolas Sarkozy won the French presidency in 2007. Rue 89 director Pierre Aski says a year later, the site received and posted this unofficial video of President Sarkozy online.
Vous voulez pas poser une question d'actualité sur Carcassonne, non?
Sur
Carcassonne.
On pensait. Oui, non?
C'est à vous.
D'accord.
Non, c'est à vous.
De toute façon, on en parle. On en parle à 30, il y a le journal à 30.
D'accord. It's just before an appearance on public TV channel France 3, but the camera is rolling. Sarkozy gets angry when a producer doesn't say hello. Things are going to change around here, he threatens. Sarkozy then tries to suggest topics for the interview that's about to start. In French public broadcasting, threats and suggestions from the president are taken seriously because the outlets are government-funded and the president appoints their directors. And that hardly serves the public good, says journalist David Servenay. Servenay worked for years at the public Radio France Inter, which is funded by the French Foreign Ministry. He says several years ago he was working on stories in Africa, where French businesses have important investments.
I was told by my direction that I should not work anymore on those subjects, without any explanation, which I refused. And I say, okay, if it's like that, I'll quit, you know, the company.
Servenay helped found Rue 89, which, by the way, is being sued by the state for that Sarkozy video, not for defamation, but for theft and counterfeiting. Again, Pierre Aski.
What is really outrageous is the fact that we didn't put a video camera in the bathroom of the Élysée Palace. You know, we didn't steal confidential information about Calabruni or whatever. We took the president in his capacity as president visiting an information network the day France was taking over as president of the EU. So it was a really important moment, and what we showed was completely related to his function as president. So we think we've done our job.
Askey says Rue 89 is defending itself against 5 suits at the moment, and not a week goes by without the threat of another from the public and private sectors. He says it's become a joke, but a costly joke, both in legal fees and in terms of the press's willingness to take risks, says Elsa Vidal of Reporters Without Borders. She says journalists afraid of legal retaliation think twice before investigating possible wrongdoing.
This is the reason why we are underlining the threats those trends are creating for us. You cannot advocate for freedom in Africa, so to speak, or in Russia, if you cannot provide a clear example that that kind of law already exists and that it provides with excellent results.
Reporters Without Borders ranks press freedom around the world each year. France is 41st in 2010, below the European Union average. The French government did not respond to an interview request on the subject, but it recently dodged a bullet in the suit brought by Le Monde for allegedly using counter-espionage agents to find the paper's source. A Paris prosecutor dropped the case, not based on evidence, but because the new law that protects journalist sources has no teeth, no fines, no jail time. In other words, if the government breaks that law, a judge can't mete out punishment. Le Monde is appealing anyway. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Paris.